And we're back, Black Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, bring the microphone.
Sorry.
You
threw me for a loop there. I wasn't sure we were ready.
Whoopsie daisies. We're ready.
I'm still recovering from yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I was just counting out all of the local breaks for the Badger game.
Sure.
If you mess that up, it's satellite. You need the key, don't you?
Oh, boy.
It's satellite automated.
Johnny, are we still napping here? Johnny's got to go across the block to get the church key.
It's all of the mashed potatoes and gravy.
There you go.
Are you still asleep on, what do they call that, tryptophan? What is the turkey stuff?
Yeah, tryptophan. Remember on Seinfeld when he wanted to play with that girl's action figures? So more wine and turkey? So she'd fall asleep. You drugged a person to play with their toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we having today?
This is the My Sophia Belgian Triple Holiday Edition.
That's right, you said last week.
Double fermented, bottle conditioned, naturally carbonated.
So I'm glad I counted out these Badger breaks, is what you're saying, before we have a sip of this?
Yeah, you don't want to do a lot after today.
And I don't plan to, other than maybe sit in the tree stand.
How did you get the 30-pointer yet or no?
Yeah, so I can't say who, but someone got a 10-pointer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they told their wives they weren't going hunting.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he said he wasn't going hunting.
And then ends up
and
getting
then ended up hunting.
Maybe I should try that trick.
So what is going to happen to the 10-pointer?
It's going to get mounted. Ooh, this
is
good.
In his house?
Yeah.
Or in someone else's
house?
Or
the shack. It's going to be in the shack.
Oh, sure.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah, this is. We haven't had this one in about a year.
I remember that. I think I actually have the original bottle.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's Belgian Triple, 9%, but it goes down smooth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Did you?
I did.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to all the folks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Out there.
Yeah. This is the first. Well, I shouldn't say that. The second year I get to attend two now, of course, with Holly's family.
Sure. I remember those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to split your time.
You do.
Double the pleasure, double the fun, as they say.
You eat lightly at the first one.
Yeah.
And then do whatever you want at the second.
So whose did you go to first?
Hers.
Oh.
Yep.
So was it a... Because that could be a point of contention among young couples.
I remember
those days.
The conversations were, did you plan the date? And where's the save the dates?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then, you know, they have the neighbors over and everything. It's kind of chaotic.
So sure.
It's always nice to do the fake phone call and mosey on out. So you're going to do a little reading today.
Well, I got, you know, I think... I don't know if we did it last year. We read Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation one of these years. You know, they all kind of blend together. So
been many.
I thought it would be fun to break out in honor of George Washington, the first Thanksgiving Proclamation. Now, this was for Thursday the 26th, and then they didn't change it till later on, right?
Okay.
For the national holiday. But this is what... George Washington, this is in 1789, and it was the Thanksgiving Proclamation.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy a cold one.
All right. And he says, "Now therefore I do recommend and assign Thursday the 26th day of November next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation. For the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789, George Washington." Now, there's more to it, obviously, but that was just a little excerpt.
Now, I know this beer is a little heavier, but today's the 27th.
Today is the 27th, yeah.
Yeah. I think George was wrong there.
No, because it started out, it was the 26th was always Thanksgiving.
Oh, that, I get it. So no matter what, it was always
on the 26th. And then I think it was Abraham Lincoln who made it, is it the fourth Thursday?
I always know it's the second weekend of deer camp.
Yeah. I don't remember. I should have been prepared.
Probably the Upers. Probably someone from the UP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kidding. So any big plans for the weekend?
Let's see. Well, we have Small Business Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. It's that whole weekend of shopping. Yeah. And yeah, you'll be busy.
We'll be busy. Yep.
Do you do like gift certificates and merchandise and apparel? And
we got
stuff
all
like
kinds
that.
Of hats. We got winter hats, ball caps, sweaters, sweatshirts.
So I have to laugh. On Tuesday, I stayed to board up the high school basketball game on the Wave.
Yeah.
And Phil Hammermeister walked in from Hy-Vee.
From Hy-Vee, yeah.
And he was wearing the same hat that you have on again this week. Remember you wore it last week? That got us talking apparel. And he said, well, it looked like the only one that would fit my head. So but I had to laugh because we had just talked about it. And then he walks in with it.
He's a great guy. I like Phil.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. Loves sports, too.
Yeah, he does love sports. So. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Phil.
Yes, to him as well. So upcoming entertainment.
Well, we had Andy Brown, the one-man band, on Wednesday before Thanksgiving,
yep,
which was always fun. And then, so next Saturday is, of course, the Dickens weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the parade Friday night, Living Windows Saturday night. We've got North Coast Jazz Project. So they're going to be doing some Christmas tunes right in the brewery for the Dickens on Saturday
that'll
night,
be cool.
Which will be fun, yeah. They've got a five-piece band and some jazz singing and...
So
yeah.
Will this be your second
Christmas in the new
in
place.
In the new building, yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we're selling Christmas trees and wreaths out of the lot this year. Our friend from north of town is setting up a stand. So
you keep them warm with a little Jameson and coffee?
Yeah.
There you go.
A little Sophia.
Yeah, a little Sophia. Yeah. Yeah. Take the tree. Wheel and deal. All right, well, I guess we wrap up today with saying happy Thanksgiving to everyone and happy Black Friday, and good luck to all the hunters out in the stands the second week of deer camp.
Cheers.
Cheers.